Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be discussing how a professional training and coaching company called Center of Liberation was able to scale its business by helping companies navigate transformative change through conscious leadership and guiding C-suite leaders to unlock human potential in an age of rapid technology evolution. If you're in the professional training coaching space, then you need to listen closely. Have you found that your AI agent is hallucinating or just mishandling basic conversations? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer fully manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good, while also drastically improving your AI agent's response. Go to gpttrainer.com to learn more. So for our guest today on the show, I have Sean Caudry who is a CEO and founder of Center of Liberation, a Colorado-based business advisor and quantum reinvention strategist with a forward-thinking mindset. With over 15 years of experience guiding C-suite executives, Sean brings a rare blend of both business savvy and metaphysical depth to her work in conscious leadership and transformation. She's also the co-founder of Arena of Life, a platform focused on both personal and organizational evolution. Originally from South Africa and once a top-ranked squash player, she now channels her competitive edge into the visionary leaders that navigate change and also into the new space that she's in. So, welcome to the show, Sean. How are you doing so far?
Oh, so good to be here, Carl, and thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation with your audience, and we're in just such a curious time in history, so it's great timing.
I think that's the best way. Definitely a curious time, fast moving, rapid. But tell us, how did you get started with Center of Liberation? Like, what? Give us that context so we have some good background.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Carl. So originally, I'm from South Africa. I've been in the United States for the last year and a half. And so, coming from South Africa, I was in the corporate investment banking space in a global and very well known corporate investment bank, working with, all our high-level C-suite CEOs, business unit heads on, being a business, basically their advisor and strategist to growing and scaling the business. And my wife is originally American, so she's from America. We've spent a few years in South Africa, which is amazing, and made our way here. And so, knowing that I was going to be making my way here, I also knew that I had a bigger and broader message to bring to the world. I'm a forward thinker by heart, so I pay attention to the big mega trends. I'm not talking about the little trends, but major mega trends that have shaped humanity. And so Center of Liberation, I knew was being born and came into fruition, obviously, on the actual move. It was, there's a futurist, Gert Leonard, and he a great quote that really kind of propelled me a couple of years ago to think deeply about how to take my life, my career forward. And the quote is, the world will change now more in the next 20 years than the previous 300. I'm going to say that again
Wow.
because it's important to be paying attention. The world will change more now in the next 20 years than the previous 300. And so I really took that and spent a couple of years before, obviously, the move, really understanding and unpacking what that meant in the context of these mega trends and what was going to happen. And we are now in, it's happening. It's not, the world is not going to change. It has changed. We are in that period of 20 years. And so Center of Liberation, I worked deeply to prepare myself and the business before moving to the States to be able to
Right.
for people to be able to focus on the 1%.
Wow, that's incredible. And I like how you said like the mega train, right? Like going from, I mean, 300 years, 20 years. That's such a fat. I mean, I think I can't help but think of like, my wife and I, we traveled to the East Coast just recently, and a drive out there would take 20 hours, but we flew instead. And the flight's 3 hours long. And that's how I feel. I feel like we've gone from we're traveling on the ground to we're now flying in the air. And then in this case, in AI, it's like we're going from flying to now we're in space going 10,000 miles per hour. And like it's not going to stop. So you mentioned the mega train. So how is that? I want to probe on that a little bit here. Like how is that? How did you take that new kind of perspective and mindset and apply it to Center of Liberation, and especially for your C-suite, executive clients that you're working with?
Yeah, so important. So, you know, there's four major mega trends that I focus on, and there's others, but the four that I'm involved in and focus on is digital assets. So that's crypto, and which ties into blockchain. And we're seeing a lot of legitimization now across the globe at obviously government levels. I look at AI and this wave of AI and how it's commoditized intelligence and taken scarce intelligence of our intellect and now made it commoditized and gone into abundant intelligence. There's a woman's wealth transfer along with other wealth transfers and then the rise in consciousness. So looking at those and saying, okay, now with the amalgamation, what does this all mean for us? And it really lends itself to our work with clients to really codify their 1%. This was born out of the idea. I come from you mentioned squash. So I've had various instances where I am in the 1%. Squash, I was the top 23 in the world, you know, in my day. I've done various things. I got involved in crypto, you know, a little bit early on. That's in the top 1%, you know, immigrating. It's like top 1%. And so, you know, I got into the corporate space, corporate investment banking very late in life, which is, you know, and I didn't actually have a financial background. So another example of 1%. And what is that? So I work with clients to the way forward and through this is to really cultivate and harness your rarefied 1%, your unique profitability space, because it is about how do you, because if intelligence is commoditized and we're going through what I term the great detemplating. So AI has kind of taken us into the great detemplating. What does great detemplating mean? It means anything logical, left brain, anything, your old strategies of success, your strategies of strategizing, your strategies of coaching and skills-based, you know, skill sets are now commoditized into a huge database, and there's various applications of that. And so now what becomes my value as a human being? How do I walk into the world and derive revenue and profitability? What will people pay me for? Because AI, I work with AI extensively, and in some ways it is like, it's blown my mind. And digital assets, you know, my moments of truth when I watched, you know, Bitcoin at point in time where I was interested in it and working to bring it into the bank and et cetera, it was $1,000. Already it had gone from 1 cent to $1,000. What are we, $109,000 today? So if people are
Something like that.
The world's changed. The world's changed. Like it's changed. It's not changing. It's not coming. So people getting on board and understanding, well, now what does that mean in the context of my value and what I'm going to be paid for? I need to be thinking very hard and deeply about that in the context of this new timeline that we're on. And so codifying your rare essence that magnetizes and that, you know, I've got a framework. So it's your rare essence.
Right.
It is your resonance, which is your energy. We will now be working in the field of frequency energy and hence quantum reinvention strategist and business advisor, because that is the accelerated time and that ties into the rise in consciousness that is accelerating that and we're operating at different frequencies. I look at then reinvention, and it's not a once-off reinvention because AI and digital assets, I mean, you just look at those two areas, they already change significantly. And then revenue, and how do you derive profitability pools? You can throw the woman's wealth transfer on top of that. And so it's we're in a curious time.
Yeah. And talking about AI, I mean, I'm in AI and I still get scared at sometimes just looking at all the change happening. And for those who are out there listening and they have seen AI, they've probably dabbled with, you know, ChatGPT and other large language. And what would you say is like maybe the biggest fear you've seen from coaches right now when it comes to AI?
Relevance. What am I going to pay for? I've stopped using, you know, I'm always a person who wants to develop and grow and use people who have done it before as mentors or sponsors or coaches, et cetera. And I already have cut back and scaled back significantly. Why? Because AI has offered me on a whole different trajectory in terms of, you know, what I'm able to produce, what I'm able to give to the world that I've not experienced in a coaching space before. So I think it's around the relevance, and coaches, you know, around the globe we'll need to take time to really, again, go into what is it, what is their 1%, and really unpack what is their 1%. Because like I said, the skills based is going to be homed in a database. And the more people engage with AI, and there's something called the network effect. The network effect is that we're not at the network effect yet. So like a hockey stick, you know, you have people engaging, and we're starting to see it, let's say, in the crypto and Bitcoin world. And hence, you know, you've got governments now creating Bitcoin reserves. So you're starting to see the network effect. AI is, we're not there yet. We're building up to it, but it's a question of time. And I think it's, when I say it's a question of time, it's not a long time. You know, Bitcoin took 13 years to get to a point where you've got governments creating, you know, strategic reserves. We don't have that. And my invitation to coaches is that if you're still offering results orientated, skills orientated, you know, more, let's say, you're very performance orientated coaching, that's going to have to evolve. Because what AI can't do, AI can't tune into. In other words, it's like having a baby, right? I don't have a baby, but I've got a dog. And that was enough as like my motherhood. Yeah, but most, yeah, you know, a lot of people do. And when you give birth to something, it's messy. You don't have the rule book. You don't have the playbook. You've got to figure it out as parents. AI is a little bit like that. We're in the birth stages, and a lot of people are confused. And you're seeing systemically there is confusion. So for me, it's about relevance for coaches. And it's like, where am I going to derive revenue and profitability? Why? Because there's systemically, globally, confusion in the system and a level of stuckness. Why? Because we are on this new territory. We are on new, I call them timelines, new realities, because we're in this 20-year window. And it's not happening slowly. And so you're looking at your clients, the nature of their problems have changed. And so what's happening is that many coaches are, in my view, are still offering solutions tailored to old paradigms, old timelines. And people know that something's changed. Their clients, you know, even my clients, my CEOs, they know something's changed, but they're not 100% sure what has changed. And so the coaches have got to look at this contextually. Like when you have a baby, it wants to be fed now, but you've got to look at the context of the baby. AI can't look at the context of the baby. AI can't look at the context of a person's life. It can only look at like a particular sliver based on certain, for now. And then the other thing AI can't do is it can't access new information. It can't access, we have consciousness and we have soul. And that's why I say the rise in consciousness. How do we access new information? We access it, hence the word quantum, from the field. New information comes from ideas from the field that has to be channeled through individuals and humans for now. And that's the soul's work. That's our energy work. That's our spiritual work. That's our consciousness work. That information is in what I call geometric patterns. All information is carried in a field of possibility. And if your audience believes in possibility, then this will resonate with them. So new ideas are carried in the field of possibility. It is our role to become transmitters of those new ideas. And I believe that as part of the evolution of coaches is how do they open themselves up to be the transmitters and the trailblazers of new information that can be accessed from the field, that is ready to be birthed now, that is ready to be bought in now, that is ready to help evolve the rest of humanity and help their clients identify what are the new problems that need to be solved so that we can unstick the confusion and we can unstick the stuckness that is being experienced.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so let's just say like an example, like if let's just say I'm a coach and I'm in the coaching space, like how do I adapt to customers who are one using AI that think that, hey, they don't need a coach anymore because like you mentioned, it's fast forwarding, it's got all this AI and it analyzes all this content. As they get these answers, like so simple from a click of a button, like how do they navigate that?
So good. So I think a lot of it is around, like I said, is being able to have that contextual understanding. I think, for example, if coaches are not understanding these trends in a bigger way. So to be honest, and I mean, I'm going to say I'm a coach myself. I've done various coaching diplomas, but I'm also a strategist. If coaches really have to develop and cultivate this deepened sense of strategizing and navigating a very, very uncertain and complex world, and helping their clients to do that by just moving in the direction of the next step. And so becoming really familiar with nutting down, like I say, in the 1%, where do you become in corporate, we used to call it the T individual. And I feel like a lot of coaches know a lot of things. And this is not about your niche. This is about like, honing really clearly in on your message. And a T person is someone who has got like narrow, if you look at the T across, narrow focus, but like true depth of knowledge. Like, you know, everything about a particular context and all the ins and outs of it. And I feel like a lot of coaches, you know, may be invited into that space of really like honing in on your 1%, because think about an athlete. An athlete gets to the top and stays at the top. Why? Because they truly hone in on one thing and they become exceptional at that one thing. 100 meters, you know, gymnastics, I don't know, around things, something called Comrades Marathon, which is an ultra marathon, but there's a honing in and there's a cultivating. Golfers, they're honing in and that's it. They're not like spreading themselves thin amongst a lot of things. And I think that the concept of 1% is the ability to truly hone in and master and become masters in that 1% category that you absolutely make it your own. And then you're able to operate within, you're able to operate within the context of that. And I want to just extrapolate further. So if you look at something like fintech, is financial technology that is disrupting the financial value chains, right? Why did fintechs come about? And why did something like Bitcoin and stuff like that come about? These things came about because they saw in the value chain of banking these certain pockets that could be disrupted and be done way simpler and easier. That's the same with coaching. Like, where in the value chain do you just simply hone in and hone in on your 1% that is so rare, because people will pay for the rare and the non-imitable, superior and distinct, superior and distinct. That's how economies work. If you're just doing large volume and like skills-based stuff, I'm going to go to AI, I'm going to get truth and I'm going to get it immediately. I don't have to wait for my session. But if I want to pay for that real rare, non-imitable, distinct, superior information that then is then translated in something that creates value, true value in my life now, I'm going to pay for it because it's rare. And this is the from commoditized to distinction. And, you know, people who are, and I'm talking just generally businesses, to be relevant, superior, and distinct. And, you know, that's where I'd be focusing a lot of my time. And that's where I'd be focusing mastery on myself and my services and my offerings.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love the really diving into like the 1%. And I think of so many different examples, like in golf, like you see like the top three people who win money in the Masters, and like that from the third place to second place, but then like from second to first, that little, just a little bit better average in their shot, they make almost 5 times more than, or 10 times more than the other contenders. And I can also think about like almost like a clock, you know, like you can get to the outskirts of a clock, but the moment you get inside the clock where it really matters the most, that's like that 1% that I like, it just comes to mind. And for someone out there, like especially the coaches, you know, coaches who are listening in, and yeah, they see the AI and they see the value here. Like, what advice would you give them to really jump deeper into that 1%, to really press into that 1%, so they are hitting those marks and they're not worried about AI taking their job? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to challenge the thought of being worried about AI taking their job. It's already taken aspects of their job. I'm an example of a person where I'm not using certain coaches anymore because I get greater value from AI. And it's not about humanity. Sure. It's not about like there's something wrong. It really is about, what do you need to let go of? So there's a couple of things that come to mind, is that I believe this is not about a fear mongering. This is about, where do you need to come more into alignment with the truth of who you are? In other words, I have a saying where I say like, power, your power, and I'm talking about your quantum power, is your greatest ability and it's your greatest asset right now. You're accessing and downloading quantum power because part of the rise in consciousness is that ability to access more information. Coaches have done amazing work. They're so conscious. We do, you know, deep work into shadow. We release this, we release that. Well, now you have access to quantum power. Your power to create, for me, is a skill. It's not of the future. It's a skill to harness now. And I believe that we've moved into, so some number one, truly understand what is quantum power? What is quantum? What is the field? What is this actual ability to create? And this goes beyond mindset. I'm not talking about having a strong mindset. I'm talking about accessing this co-creative power, energetic force, learning to to harness it and learning to shape your reality. That is a skill now. Station, all of that, it's not woo-woo anymore. This is like hardcore skill set, but it's an intangible skill set that people would need to really hone in on. And then it's like getting really clear. I do something called your unique profitability space. That is the space where you own. So it's getting really clear in the context of like, what have you always done so differently to other people? How do you think differently? How do you strategize differently? How does your intuition work? I want to call them your spiritual superpowers, because there's more spiritual technologies that are now available. Teleportation is going to be something that we can all have access to and do. Telepathy, all of these things are available. So people honing in on their 1% of their spiritual technologies, marrying that to their human distinct skills that they've had in the past, leave the rest. Build out business models that do commoditize and do it really well still in what I call the contested space. You know, other coaches can do this, I can do it, great. I'm going to commoditize that even more and then scale that. But where I really want to tune into is identifying what my spiritual technologies are. Help your clients identify what their spiritual technologies are, because we are moving in this more conscious world. That in itself is getting into the network effect. And then it's about, okay, now how do I apply the human skill set to that to make, you know, services and products that are truly sort of worth paying for in this new evolution. You can throw on top of that, I started by saying really understand these trends. Like, if coaches are not engaging with AI, you can't put your head in the sand. This is not about being an ostrich. You cannot ignore this. It is engaging with it. Engage with it in the context of how your clients are working with it. How are they using it? Because you're going to see very quickly how it is, as I say, like with fintechs, how it is taking a piece of your lunch, right? And that needs to confront you a little bit. It's a healthy process to be confronted with what is my value as a human being, and not then to be afraid of it. But now how do I need to evolve? I can't give that particular answer because everybody's slightly different. And then secondly, like I say, the women's wealth transfer. How do you start engaging with these contextual trends and there's 7 or 8 of them, so take your pick because you'll have an affinity for one, and they really become a master in helping, you know, your clients, your organizations, the people that you serve to master that terrain, because there's a huge amount of opportunity that's opening up. This is not about opportunity actually becoming smaller. It's about more and more opportunity opening up. However, I have a saying that I say where I mentioned, power is your currency and trusting yourself is your greatest asset to engage in that world, and trusting yourself, trusting your heart. And that's a big drop into for clients as well. And for CEOs is like trusting their heart and their intuition. And then I want to say, like, I have the saying where, new territory, new maps. We don't have the maps yet. And so that's why it's like a baby. We're busy formulating the maps. So we're on new territory in many instances. We need to cultivate the maps. It is the coach's role to help construct the maps. And then once you have maps for that territory, we then need new roads. And it's the coach's role to be able to help clients carve out the new roads. So new territory needs new maps. I see coaches playing a role in helping to shape the map of the new territory, shape how organizations need to operate now on this new territory and create new maps, new revenue streams. And then, you know, what are those new roads and pathways to get there?
Helpful. And I appreciate the perspective, Sean, and especially for the coaching community, right? So tell me, where can people go to maybe learn a little bit more about you and about your business?
Yeah, great. So I'm at Center of Liberation. I'm doing a big overhaul of my website. So it's a little bit outdated as I do a rebranding process. Ever LinkedIn's a great place to connect with me, or Facebook. I do, quite a lot of posts and always offering, whether that's masterclasses or opportunities for calls or just to have a conversation. I'm passionate about this conversation. I'm passionate about the 1%. This is where I'm at my best and truly sort of helping clients to jump quantum leap timelines, because it's possible how to do that. And I love to work with people who are open to that space of quantum leaping and shaping and shifting. And so just even a conversation, keynote speaking, all of those kind of things, you can message me on LinkedIn or through Facebook are the two primary modalities that I will respond to.
Awesome. Absolutely amazing. And we're going to wrap it up from here. Thank you so much, John, for joining us and sharing more insight about Center of Liberation and how you're making a huge impact with all the coaches in your space. And remember, if you're a professional training and coaching space and your AI agent is hallucinating or just mishandling basic conversations, go to gpdtrainer.com to learn more how we've helped our clients fine-tune their AI agents. Thanks again for listening in. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of the AI Chronicles.